The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, that was a technically perfect performance. On the ground, he made really smart, wise decisions. On the feet, he looked beautiful.
I'm amazed. I'm happy. Guys, I come out here and I perform for everybody. I give you all a show.
Mike Beast Boy Davis.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. Red Dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Jimmy Bird is out traveling, spreading his wonderful, wonderful comedy. And I have my good friend of, I'm going to say 30 years. Geez, that sounds like a long time. Ray Longo, coach of champions, champions.
Yeah.
Longo, hold on. How many people have three champions? What do you have? You have three.
Three.
Maybe, listen, and Marab's on the horizon. How many people have three? Let's talk about that.
I'm going to say the only guy probably is Javier Mendez.
We like Javier Mendez.
100%. Great.
We can't hate on him. We like him. But does he have four?
I don't know. I tell you. the key is, I don't know. It's all good. I got nothing to say. But we know each other over 30 years, though. That's what I was going to bring up.
That is the Hago. Whoever thought.
That's horrible.
It's scary. You know what's funny, though? We're doing this. We're doing pretty much, besides some fun things like this, we're doing pretty much the same exact stuff. You just got off a plane. You were at the fights over the weekend. People always like to hear, the behind the scenes, footage, the scenes, what's going on there, what it's like there before the fight, after the fight. You were cornering Pampos. Now, what is his full name for the people that don't know? Or Greek?
I mean, the pronunciation is Haralampos Gregorio.
Don't say Gesundheit.
We call him Pampos.
We call him Pampos. Now, that was officially his first fight because he won on the Contender Series, no?
Yes.
And it didn't go great.
Nah, this very disappointed, he got compromised with the calf kick early and he just never recovered from it. But he's a lot better than what he showed, and I hope we can get back on track. But hats off to Chad, who did a great job against him. I don't want to take one iota away. He fought the way he was supposed to fight. He was fighting for his job, and I think everybody should go in there like they're fighting for their job, whether it's for their job or not fighting for the job, but have that fucking mentality, you know what I mean? Where you got to walk through a lot of pain a lot of times. This ain't an easy sport, and everybody should be fighting like that.
So Chad and Elliger, did I kill his last name? Listen, hats off to him, Longo.
Yes.
He made you have a miserable flight home.
Yes, he did.
Isn't it weird, dude? Like, we didn't have those calf kicks, because you told me, you told me that Pampos had an excellent camp.
Excellent camp.
Now, what are we talking about? One calf kick, it takes everything away? Does that, how is that?
I don't know. I don't know if it was one, but I guess if you hit that nerve right, man, it's, you saw, like, the first time I think we saw it, and I could be wrong on this, was when I think it was Michael Chandler. And, again, mentally he wanted to fight, but he couldn't even you know, I think they called a drop foot. He couldn't even walk. He's just had no, his leg would, his ankle would buckle every time he put pressure on it. So I think the biggest thing is if you are getting hurt, you got to disguise it a little bit. Once a guy sees that it's hurt, I think it's just the motivation is just goes through the roof that you, you know, you cause some damage. But I'm going to say this, in the last bunch of years, that's the biggest technique, I think, changed. That those calf kicks can change a fight. As far as a technique that could change a fight, you know what I mean? Like, some guys have power, some guys have speed, but those calf kicks will negate a lot. And hats off to him. He got it off, and Pappos couldn't recover.
It's amazing that, like, all those hours of conditioning your body. Like, you can condition your legs somewhat. Like, yeah, you know, even your shins and your class shins. But what do you do? What are you doing with that ankle?
I mean, it really is a new, it's kind of a, like, my leg has been beat up. I'm sure so is yours. Your thigh. Like, you know, it was bad enough getting through that at the beginning. You know what I mean? You were bruised from your knee to your ass. You know, you took a lot of leg kicks. But it was, yeah, people did adapt to that. I'm somehow thinking that that's what's going to happen with this. They're just going to get used to getting kicked in the calf. But, like, again, you hit the nerve right, it's a major problem.
Let me ask you something, Longo. Tai Tuivasa. Now, he lost. Is this his fourth in a row that he lost? He was down three. Fourth straight loss, yes. That's rough. That's rough for anybody, but yet he's so entertaining. And you know what sucks? He had his moment in that fight. So it's like, oh, he's getting back on the horse. And man, you know, Marcin, Robles d'Espana. Okay.
Yeah,
Robles d'Espana versus Tai Tuivasa. What does that do to you? What do you think about that?
I go with Robles lasagna. No. But anyway, no. Listen.
What do you think? If he's going to beat, listen, I'm not calling him a gatekeeper, but if you lose four straight, you're kind of lucky to have your job. And I'll be, and he's going to know that. So why not? If you want to, hey, if you want to give this Robles some, a kind of like fast track him, so to say, what better way than fighting a guy with a name who likes to stand up? Let's fucking go. Huh? How old is Robles? He's 35. I know what you're going to say, Longo.
Wow, is he 30? He looks like Robles is 35. He looks like a young kid.
Well, they you know what they say. It does not crack.
Holy shit. Listen to me.
Longo, this is what I'm going to tell you. Don't bring up at 35 me knocking out Frank Trigg. It embarrasses me. What I'm trying to tell you is that Robles, we got no time for this bullshit of starting with the how many ranks. Get him in there with Tai Tuivasa. Let's fast track him. Sink or swim.
Yeah, listen, I think the thing with Tuivasa is there's fights that they can make with him that are going to be super entertaining. He's a great guy. I'm sure they love his personality. You know, he's got the shoey thing going. He's a big fan favorite. So they, you know, they match him up with grapplers. It's going to always kind of probably go similar. But they can match him up with guys that like to bang, and they'll have a great fight on their hands.
Did you? Yeah. Well, listen, he's one of those crowd favorites. He's a fun guy. He's got a fun energy about him, you know. But hey, Marcin, good job, bro.
Yeah, the Martians are good.
Hey, Brian Battle versus Angie Losa. What'd you think of that? You gotta know. I'm not listen. Hey. Anybody gets hit with a poke in the eye, it sucks. We've seen it before, you know. But Longo, I know it's one of your favorite Jeet Kune Do techniques, but you know, it, you know, shit happens sometimes. I know it's easier said than done, but when a doctor's talking to you, you can't tell him, you cannot, you know, we learned from Gian Velasquez back in the day.
Without a doubt.
You cannot let him know, oh, I can't see. If you start telling them, you know, you can't see, they're going to get sued. They have to stop it. So, you know, how about give me a second, you know? I don't know. So it was a weird thing. And then I think he called Brian Battle a pussy for that, if I'm correct.
No, no. Battle called him a pussy.
Oh, did he?
Here's the thing with the headbutts and the eye pokes. You know, it's always different. Like, if you're winning, it's a different story. When you're losing, you know what I mean? That's where I think Battle's coming from. If Battle was piecing him up, and then it kind of looks, even though it's an illegal technique, it kind of looks like you're getting out of there. You know, like if that guy was winning, he's not getting out of there like that. I think that's the point Battle was making, which I think was gangster, man. He didn't have no fucking mercy on the guy at all. They almost started once he called the guy a pussy, Matt, the other guy wanted to kill. I'll kill you. You know, and Battle was like, well, you could have did that 5 minutes ago. Why are you fighting now? So Battle, I thought he was pretty cool.
And how about this? I like big Mike Beltran. He's the right guy to have in there to separate people.
Yeah.
Why are you just walking off? What are you doing? Why are you leaving those guys? It just ended in a controversial way. If you watch it, watch when he lets go. He just like, all right, I'm out. He just leaves them two standing there looking at each other. Mike, I like you. You're a nice guy. I love when you had that thing when you had your braids in your hair. You look like a villain from a kung fu movie. But, hey, man, you dropped the ball. You got to stay there, man. Anyway, we got Mike Davis coming in. And then we're going to get back to that little confrontation with Brian Battle. Okay.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Longo, I'm literally in my gi pants still. I literally came from the school.
Oh, wait, don't tell me. You taught the 7 o'clock class, then you took a nap.
Yeah, you're sleeping at that time. Sorry about that. Mike Davis, nice to see you, man. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Now you're good.
Yeah, you know what? I'm telling my friend 30 years that I taught the morning class and I taught the noon class. He cuts me off and he's talking fun of me. Oh, you taught the morning. You need a cookie. You want a cookie because you taught the morning class. I'm sorry, Mike Davis. Let's start right now. Mike Davis, nice to see you, man. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you so much. You can hear me, right?
Unfortunately, you could hear us. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mike, listen, great fight. And I know I spoke to you, you know, right after the check's in the mail, Mike. Keep waiting. Oh, the man. Check's in the mail. You're going to be a happy man.
I'm hoping.
Is that a private joke with the checks in the mail?
Kind of.
Why don't you let me and the whole unfiltered audience in there? You bet against him or something? What is happening, Longo?
Well, I think he had a great performance. He could have gotten a performance of the night, but he'll get something in the mail.
Oh, well, okay.
Look, if I were to look back onto the card and to match up the fight, I went against Natan Levy, right? A prospect coming up. He's on a 2-fight win streak. He's never been finished before. He's an amazing wrestler, amazing grappler. He finishes all his fights, or sometimes not all his fights, but he takes down people. He wins decisions, which means that he is able to showcase a lot of his technique and skill. I beat this man without getting touched. I feel like that's deserving of a bonus.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, speaking of bonus, I heard you got 20% of his purse because he missed the weight. That's right.
I did. So that also confused me. I feel like something was off with him because I don't know if he really wanted to fight me. You missed weight by 0.5 pounds. What is that? That's like 10, 20 minutes in the sauna. And he didn't even want to do it. He didn't even try nothing.
The only thing I could say, Mike, is I saw him getting out of the elevator, man. They literally were carrying him. So I think he was struggling.
Okay.
But yeah, he didn't look
good. I didn't see that much.
Yeah, yeah. Going on the way to the weigh-in. So I thought I mentioned that to you when I saw you at the hotel that time. But yeah, he didn't look good at all. Like I didn't even know who it was. I know who it was now, but I mean, because he had a hood on and they were just literally, there was like a Weekend at Bernie's. They were just dragging the guy around. Yeah. So,
I didn't know that.
Whatever, man. That's the wrong, you know, and I think he kind of blamed the weight cut on the PI too, which that's not going to win him any fans.
Shit. Yeah, that's not great. Hey.
I mean, we both have the same weight cut.
Yep. 100%. Dude, you did your job. Hey, Mike, you did your job and you deserve. You deserve a bonus, but that unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the way it works.
No, I know how it works. I know how it works.
And Mike, I'll tell you, man, you're doing something right. 4-1. I mean, Gilbert Burns. How that did that? Was that fight just bring us back? Because that was a while ago, man.
You're
four. How did that fight come about? Was that wasn't a last minute thing? Just to refresh.
That was a very last minute thing. That was a four day notice fight against Gilbert Burns. So I was actually working on an oil change at Tire Kingdom when my manager called me and was like, hey, UFC just called me. They're willing to offer you a fight in the UFC. Now this guarantees you a 4-fight contract. The only thing is that it's against someone I don't think it's the right moment for, but again, it's 4-fight contract with the UFC. So we're going to take it. And I was like, who is it? He's like, it's Gilbert Burns. And I was like, I don't even know who that is. So let's run it. It was, yeah, this is back then.
You know, it was a while ago. I mean, that was back
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remembered enough that it was a short notice thing. That's why
it was short notice. And I had just fought 3 weeks prior at 145.
Right. So, I mean,
I was coming off my seventh week.
That's also a tough welcome.
I feel like that's the toughest you can get. What is he ranked? Like number, he was ranked like number 5 in the welterweight division.
Yeah.
A title contender. He's fought for the title.
Yeah.
He's a title contender.
And look, and he gave Combs out all he could handle, you know? And
that fight didn't go my way. Unfortunately, the weight difference and the short notice, but honestly, like today's Mike Davis, that's a different story.
What's interesting is you didn't know. Do you watch the fights? You didn't know who he was?
That's no, man, I don't watch too much. So I'm one of those guys who I show up, I do my job, I perform, I love training, all that stuff. But then when I am not doing MMA, I'm not doing MMA. Like I'm not thinking about it. I'm not playing video games about it. I'm not watching film, nothing. I'm out living life, traveling, doing stuff.
So tell me, give me some, that's interesting, first of all, because that's all I do watch is the fights. I can't watch anything anything with a ball, I guess. But, you know, give me something. So tell me some of your hobbies. You're doing all this other stuff. Some guys I ask, what do you do? All I do is train. What do you do on your off day? I do some other train. I hike. I don't know. So they're just so fully engulfed. When you're not training, what are you doing? Give me some.
So I'm a big gamer and I'm trying to become, a streamer. I actually stream a lot with Jens Pulver. I actually have a game session with him after I get off of this with you guys.
Wow.
So I'm a big gamer. Outside of gaming, I do like to teach people. So teaching like BJJ, MMA, wrestling. There are some D1 kids up in New York. I go up and teach every now and again. So that's always fun to me, but I just feel like you mentioned hiking. I don't think of it as training. I think of it as like adventure and freedom. So I love to go hiking.
Oh, you go hiking? Is that like one of those like hiking with the sticks like this or hiking like you're climbing like mountains?
It's probably like more stick. I wish I could climb like mountains and stuff.
You don't want to do that.
I would get adventurous.
Yeah, you'd be like
that. Yeah, I want to see more of the world. I feel like I'm 31 now and I've traveled a bit, but not enough. So for me, I'm trying to get out there more.
Nice. Really nice. Like anybody we would know back in New York that you come down and train with or train? It's in Long Island or it's upstate New York?
No, it's upstate. Upstate.
Okay, and, that's a different.
It's a different area.
Hey, really quick, because we can't just jump in and out of it too quickly, because I know what I'm doing after this. I'm putting on my headset, my MetaQuest. I'm playing my new favorite game. Longo, he's a gamer, Longo. Please don't.
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
I'm about to bring up something about Qbert. You don't know. That's old school. Like, let me tell you. This new game. Do you like VR at all, Mike? Mike, you like VR?
Yeah, I have my MetaQuest 2. It's right there.
Listen, I was so into Population 1. Very good game.
That is a good game. I love it.
Population 1 is fun as hell, right? It's almost like it's a battle royale game where, you know, it's squad up, three people.
Are you playing Ghost of Tabor?
I'm going to get that one. I heard about
it. Yeah, a lot of people love that one.
They love that one. Now, look, the next one, they just got me in the beta testing or whatever, the beta testing, whatever. It's called Contractors Showdown.
Okay, I played Contractors.
Now, look, I played that. Not bad. It doesn't really win me over. Like, I didn't really put much time into it.
I played the zombie mode on it. It's fun.
Oh, that's got to be more Longo. Listen, Longo, a few more minutes of this. Sorry.
Yeah, doesn't know what's going on. Showdown
one. Mike, you know what the difference is, man? You're 31. This guy's 51. I mean, it's a. I mean, I hope when you hit 51, you put down the fucking.
No, don't, Mike.
I'm not going to.
No. I give you hope. Listen, Contractors Showdown. I talked about when I was on the Joe Rogan. I talked about Population 1, Mike, and this guy saw that. So he hit me up. He goes, "Try this. This is my new game. It's gonna be out there, dude." He got me the early testing. These are the perks from being on a show. I couldn't even play Population 1. And I'm a nerd. Nerdgasm. It's like
that's the battle royale version of Contractors.
Know what it is? It's you ever play Call of Duty Warzone?
Yeah, I play it every day.
It's like that. Is that where it's like that's a battle royale, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like that, bro.
Oh my god.
Jumping out of a plane, you got the fucking parachute.
Yes. I saw the gameplay for it. I'm gonna play it.
So good. So good. So anyway, Longo, all right, we're back to the fighting. Mike, I fucking love jiu-jitsu. You saw your first thing coming up, your first discipline, it was wrestling, correct?
It was like kind of like a mix of boxing and wrestling. I would say boxing more so.
Oh, interesting.
And then wrestling.
Who got you into the boxing? Your dad or
No, I think I took it upon myself. A couple guys at the school, there's a guy named Victor. He trained at Custom Autos. And he told me that the gym is like the best boxing gym to go around here. So I rode my bicycle. I was like 14. I didn't have a car. So I rode my bike over to Custom Autos. I think it was like 14 miles. And I would train with him. Not Custom Auto. Kevin Rooney. Kevin Rooney said, as long as I don't fight at my school, that he'll train me for free. And he trained me for free. I never fought. I never did a boxing fight. I just wanted to learn how to defend myself.
Nice. Really nice.
Longo, that's a name you know. Do you have you ever met Kevin Rooney, Longo?
No. I met Teddy Atlas, but not Kevin Rooney. But where was that? And that's in Florida?
It's in Catskill, New York.
Oh, so you're originally?
Yeah, I'm born and raised Catskill, New York.
Oh, wow. Cool. Oh, so you were at the original gym.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I used to see Mike Tyson driving the limo around Catskill when I was a kid.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yo, that's interesting. Oh, I thought you were from Florida.
No, I'm from New York.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's perfect, man. That's great.
That's wild, man. There's some history there. For people that don't know, Custom Auto, the great Custom Auto, was Mike Tyson's trainer, you know, and that's a story on it all in itself. But Kevin Rooney was a part of that stable, and he was one of the
I think he was like players. A secondary coach.
Yeah, 100%. He was.
Yeah.
I believe it was Teddy Atlas and him, and then Teddy had that falling out with Mike or something. So then Kevin Rooney stayed with Mike Tyson at least for several fights, but I believe he got the championship. Rooney. Oh, and he also worked with Vinny Pazienia. Yep. There's a movie. Did you guys ever see that Vinny
Pazienza.
Yeah. Sorry. Did you ever see his movie?
I have. Yes.
Need for this?
Really good.
I heard it was good. He was a wild guy, that Vinny Pazienza.
But Pazienza was crazy. He was from Rhode Island. But I think it was Miles Teller played him, too. I'm not sure. Yeah, it was Miles Teller. There you go.
Oh, that's I like it.
It was great. It was a really good movie. You would actually love the movie.
I'm going to watch it. Hey, Mike, where'd you get the nickname Beast Boy?
Ah, that was I was training at a gym, IKU. It's a Kyokushin karate gym in Saratoga. That was my MMA school. Technically, that was the first place I really learned jiu-jitsu. So while I was training there, because I come from wrestling and boxing, when I was getting ready for my first fight under their name with them, they were putting me with a wrestler, just random guys. So one would be like proficient in wrestling, and they would send him in and out wrestle him. So they were like, okay, you go in. And he was a grappler. So instead of wrestling, he would start like trying to grapple me and out grapple him. And they'd be like, you go in. And I was a boxer and a kickboxer, and I would just outdo these people in their own sport. And then one guy, Eric something. He was like, dang, this kid just adapts to anything they throw at him. He's like Beast Boy. And then that stuck ever since.
And for people that don't know, Beast Boy, I believe if it's the same one, is from the Teen Titans. Am I right?
Yeah, from Teen Titans, yeah.
Bongo, Pop just
the, he's one of the better characters. He's one of the more comical, more down-to-earth, loving, happy characters. But anything you put him in, like you throw him in water, he's a fish. You throw him in the air, he's a bird. No matter what you throw at him, he can counter. He can adapt to it.
If you like that character, now look, I didn't like at the follow-up seasons lost me, but the first seasons on Max, it's on the streaming service Max.
Oh, called, yeah. The Titans.
And they have him in there. The kid played him excellent.
But I haven't actually.
No, it's an adult version. It's a lot of sex in it.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
He's laughing. Why? Lago?
Wait,
that's a Sid Lago. What are you going to say? Think about what you're going to say. What is it?
No. Keep this going, because keep talking about Beast Boy or whatever you say. I gotta hit the bathroom. I'm coming right back. I gotta go. Yeah, talk about another video game.
All right, listen, Longo's gonna go take a shit. All right, Mike Davis. Hey, that head and arm choke. It's gotta be. How often do you hit that in class? Is that when you get a submission and you're getting them? When I tell my guys when they fight, don't go for something you're not going for every day when you're not hitting all the time. When you're correct. Making this guy, because these guys in class aren't letting you like make them say uncle. You know what I mean? They're not letting you strangle them. Same thing in a fight. Nothing changes. Leverage doesn't change. Physics don't change inside that cage. How often do you hit that in practice?
So honestly, the head and arm choke is something I struggled with until I spoke with Rodolfo Vieira, who, if you don't know, if you watch his last fight, we hit the exact same position, exact same submission, back to back. In his last fight, he hit the same exact head and arm choke, mounted side, and I hit the same one, mounted side. I learned my head and arm squeeze and choke from him.
Interesting. Now, how did he tighten that up for you? I want to know.
All right. So shoulder placement in the fight, you'll see when I get the head and arm, I don't just start squeezing. I keep my elevation to keep his shoulders planted to the canvas. Nice. That way I shimmy down my shoulder underneath his chin so I can push his chin up. Once I pushed his chin up, I sunk down, and you'll see my hips shift to his hips. My right hip shifted to his left hip. To drop my shoulder into his throat. And then from there, it's literally just, I was not squeezing. I was just holding.
Isn't it funny?
I wasn't squeezing at all. I was literally just holding. And you know, when I heard him start to like gasp, I was like, okay, I'm just going to hold.
Let it settle in, right?
That's why when the referee tapped my shoulder, I didn't really feel him. That he had to tell me twice. I was literally, I was just in my own world. I was just holding and just waiting.
Oh, yeah. Do I hear another? Why does another box just show up on the bottom of the screen? No, I got you. Isn't it funny with that? It's almost like a pit bull on somebody's neck or something. Like the choke settles in. Like you feel it on there. You feel the guy going to squirm. I always ask with that head and arm choke because, you know, people
it's hard to get.
Yeah, you know, it's funny though. I used to get that when I'd spar with the 16-ounce boxing gloves. As long as I had my head in there, how I would distribute the weight and put that almost of like a sprawl where my head would go to the other side. Yep. And just put all the weight on that top arm. As long as your arm is deep enough, the far carotid is going to be getting closed. Yeah. So it's really just, that's why they call it also the arm triangle, because it really
you're choking yourselves with their own arms.
It's the same way. So when all your weight's on it, it really is an effective choke. So listen,
something I noticed though in that fight is that after I dropped him with the first punch,
okay,
he was in a fight or flight mode to not be submitted in the first round. I could tell, like, the way he gripped my arm, I couldn't get my arm out even though his arm was like backwards, and the way he was gripping my arm was like, if he let go of my arm, he was going to die. That's how tight and like panicky he was holding my arms.
Interesting.
So I was like, when the second round came out, he tried to keep the distance more. I knew he wanted to do more kickboxing because he likes to kick. When he threw the kick to my body, I don't know if he just was afraid, but he put nothing into it. There was no power. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it at all. So when he threw it again, I just jabbed him in the face and he fell down. From there, after that, he didn't want to fight. I instantly felt everything in his body leave. When I went for the head and arm choke, there was no defense. There was no like grab your leg. There was no answer the phone. There was nothing. He just accepted everything.
Hey, Mike, isn't it funny where you're fighting somebody and there's some guys, you know, that there's no quitting them, that you're like, man, oh, you maybe seen some of their fights. You're like, all right, I literally got to shut their lights off or to stop them. There's no quit. And then there's other guys that, you know, there's some quit. You know, you get them to the edge. They might just be like, all right, I had enough. I'm not try to kick a guy when he's down, but you felt that in there.
I felt it. 100%. I felt fear from him.
That's a wild man. Hey, yeah. Mike, listen, we have our next guest. It's really good to get to know you, man. First time on. I would love to have you on again. Any name that you'd like to just mention? I know you probably like whoever can get it, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
So there's I know everyone keeps asking me this, and there is a name that makes sense.
Talk to me.
So I am on a 4-fight win streak. This guy is on a 5-fight win streak, and he's not that far ahead of me, right? If I beat him, I kick him off that leaderboard. If he beats me, he solidifies himself on that leaderboard. It's a good fight for both of us, and it's a great matchup for the fans. Patty, the Batty.
Patty. All right. Patty Pimblett, man. Hey, listen.
Look, if I beat him, I take his spot in a 5-fight win streak in the UFC. He's currently on 5. If he beats me, he solidifies himself at 6 and kicks me off the leaderboard.
If it's a win-win for both of us. How would you beat him?
Any way I want. No game plan? It'll be just like this fight.
Oh, you think you strangle him?
I can grapple. Look, I'd hate to boast. I can grapple. There's a 1% chance I don't submit you.
Patty's got some submissions, some rear naked chokes.
I don't care. There's not a chance in hell he can beat me.
I like it, Mike Davis. Listen, man, congratulations. Congrats on your win.
Yes.
And hey, man, we're looking forward to seeing you again. You're entertaining as heck.
I love it. Thank you.
All right, Mike.
What a really well-spoken young man. I'll tell you, really was a pleasure.
I don't get hit a lot, so I still got it all up here, man.
Yeah, you look good. You sound great, man.
Keep it going, brother. Congrats, Mike, really.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, bro.
I'll see you later.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
That was fun. I like to get to know the.
What a nice kid, man. Right? What a nice, well-spoken kid. Wow.
And yeah, he's got a head on his shoulders.
Yeah, without 100%. That was actually refreshing.
Very well-spoken. Does he remind you of a young me? All right, we got Mike Glazer. Mike Glazer, the comedian, back on again. He's been on before, and I like him. I like him a lot. Let's bring him in. I like talking to the comedians, man. I think the comedians and the fighters, there's a lot of similarities, you know, because there's that fear of maybe not getting hurt, but of getting embarrassed. Yeah. Mike, what's up, man? How are you, bro?
Good to see you, Matt. What's happening?
Hey, good to see you again. Your second time on. Nice to see you. It's been a when were you on? It was a while ago you were on, I'm going to say.
Like a year ago, right when I recorded my special. And now here we are promoting it. Thanks for having me back.
So fucking great. This is the great Ray Longo, my trainer. And more importantly, Chris Weidman and Aljo Sterling's trainer. He likes to drop their names before me. And then also Marab's trainer. So he's the trainer of champions. Mike, how you been, man? What's new?
Oh, dude, so good. I just heard you talking about the parallels between fighting and comedy and definite, right? Like fight or flight mode, dig in, dig deep, practice how you play.
And you know what? It's more than that. It's I hear comedians talk about traveling on the road, their gigs and this and that. It not only reminds me of traveling for fights, but also as a martial artist, traveling for seminars where you're going. I've heard, I believe, Louis C.K. and other comedians, they almost, you feel like, it could be the same exact thing. They're there to do a gig. I'm there to do a seminar, right? You go and you don't talk to nobody. You got nothing going on until the seminar. You go, he says he goes to a mall. He orders a soft fucking yogurt. He goes to a movie. And then stuff. And then when he gets to the thing, the first time he said anything to anybody all day, it's the fucking comedy guy. I don't know. You feel like a drifter, in other words. Like, you know what I mean? That's
definitely something
that's a little, you know. And then, you know, you're doing what you love. And in the beginning, there might not be money in it. And then when, I don't know. There's a lot of parallels.
Definitely. Also, you make me think of, like, I'm chasing that flow state on stage every single time. So I have to imagine, like, you're doing jiu-jitsu. You're thinking three moves ahead. You're kind of like in a flow state where you're controlling not only your opponent, but the crowd and your heart rate. And I feel like in stand-up, I'm chasing just kind of like almost like disassociating from myself and being like outside my body, but everything is clicking on such a high level because it's what we do.
When you were young, like were you like in like say elementary school? Were you the class clown or?
No, what man, I was a nervous little fat kid eating nothing but Hot Pockets, man. I didn't, but I was a hockey goalie. So discipline was really important to me early in life. And I ended up being the best roller hockey goalie in the country and winning a gold medal with Team USA in the Pan American game. So, you know, being that little nervous kid who was stuck in the goal because he was fat, you know, I turned it around and became the best in the country at something. So it all worked out.
That's fucking roller hockey. Yeah, well, you been to Mighty Ducks as a kid? How old?
Dude, yeah, always, man. We were going to be an Olympic sport, but they took mixed doubles badminton instead of roller hockey, if you can believe it.
You got some stupid. What about the thing with they're like cleaning the ice and they're pushing a little globe? What is that? Curling. Yeah, curling. It's not, you think curling, you're like, oh, maybe there's some weight. No, that's the stupidest. I don't know, man. To each their own.
It came down to roller hockey or turtle racing. I wasn't really sure which one they were going to take.
So how do you go from that must have been your passion at the time. But I mean, were you ever thinking I can make a living out of doing roller hockey? I mean,
fuck no, man. Fuck no. Like there's no, you know, you can only go so far. But they're not going to put a roller hockey goalie on a Wheaties box. I don't know where those brand deals are going to be coming from for roller hockey. So, you know, it's smarter to pivot into comedy where the future is so safe and there's just tons of money to be made as soon as you start. It's a real safe bet to get into comedy instead of roller hockey. Everything will work out all the time.
I mean, If you're fucking funny. If not, that's a horrible bet. I mean, who the fuck is going to go up there? I mean, how did you know you were funny? How old were you when you first went up to either an open mic or to a show? How old were you?
Yeah, well, like the very last joke in my special I just put out, Life Rules, it's about the first time I was funny. And that was for my mom, because I thought I could keep my family together and keep everyone happy if I was funny. And so it was like a big defense mechanism that ended up, you know, becoming a career. But my first open mic, I'll tell you what, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and I went up right after a comedian who was performed way before me named Nikki Glaser. If you've ever heard of Nikki Glaser, not related to me, Mike Glaser.
Oh, the girl. Nikki.
Yeah. She's so funny. She goes up, she's back in town doing theaters already or something, and she crushes. And then I have to follow her, and I didn't even know how bright the lights are. So my hand is up over my face. I'm trying to see people. I'm stuttering and stammering, trying to talk about how weird clowns are. It was a nightmare, man. I bombed my ass off.
How old were you, you said?
Man, this was probably when I was like early 20s, something like that.
Right? Oh, yeah. So you were still very young.
Yeah.
And when you were a child, and that was like your first making your parents try to laugh to keep your family together, did they stay together?
They stayed together, but it kind of wasn't my response. It wasn't my comedy. I'll give him that. They worked hard to stay together. I don't think I was that funny. That would have been
technically your first bomb. If they got divorced, that's a horrible bombing. Yeah. That would have been your fault.
Truly my fault. When the kid's like, it's not your fault, and they sit me down and they're like, no, this is all your fault.
It is like, boo this kid. That's funny. You use that to try to lighten up stuff at home. And
yeah, I do. Sorry. I do really love the idea of me trying to do comedy at my kitchen table and my dad's just booing me and heckling me.
Boo, I'm still leaving your mother. That's funny. Hey, this is something that's going to bond you and the gentleman that looks like he's an extra in The Sopranos. Okay. I see here that you've done bamboo stick fighting.
Yeah, man.
Longo.
What's it called?
A screamer.
Bamboo stick fighting.
Oh, a screamer. Oh, no, you did Kali.
I knew it as a screamer. Is that the same as Kali?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, all same. Who was your instructor?
This was a long time ago in St. Louis. I can't remember. His first name was Charles, but I can't remember his name. But I just remember the six counts.
Yeah. Sure, nice.
Longo loves the sticks, man. Longo, could you please, and I'm going to put this to a video to this. It was a couple of years ago on your birthday, you had the sticks in your hand. And move over, Steven Seagal, because I put you versus three, four thugs. You were moving. Unless they put that shit in fast forward, Longo, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Could you send that to me after? I want to show Mike.
Yeah, please.
I did more knife and pocket stick stuff on that tape. But yeah, there's a couple old, I trained with some really good collie guys back in the day, or a screamer guys, Dan Inosanto and Paul Vunak, a couple of those guys. They were real, really, really. Dan Inosanto, probably the best screamador that I've ever met, for sure. So shout out to Dan. He's still alive, still in his 80s, still booking.
Wow, hey, that's incredible.
No, what guys were awesome? You know what I'm going to say, Longo, because I used to do it too a little bit in the beginning. Yeah. Like, not a lot, but a little bit. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, he's a big Wing Chun guy.
No, I'm talking about the Dog Brothers.
Oh, the dog, yeah.
Remember the Dog Brothers from fucking Cali or somewhere in West Brothers, the West Coast? These guys were stick fighters, and they used to hang out with the Machado brothers. Dude, they used to beat the shit out of each other with sticks, and then when they tackle each other, and they start putting the stick in the neck, fucking going for the fang choke and shit. It was, yeah. I mean.
No, that was it. Listen, it was the fang choke, yeah.
There's a reason why there's no Dog Brother schools around. It was brutal shit. Hey, Mike, are you doing any training now with anything else?
I'd love to. Actually, I'll ask you this, Matt, because I have a little tear in my shoulder from doing dips. And my orthopedist was like, yo, I think you need surgery. But now I'm hearing all these things about blood and PRP or something like that and getting alternatives to getting my shoulder scoped. And so I'm looking into avoiding surgery and maybe doing some kind of stem cell something or other to try and heal it.
Longo, do you know about that? Yeah. I don't know too much about this. I know that people leave to go to Columbia or somewhere to get the good stem cells. I don't know what goes on in the States. I don't know what they have, but I don't think it's the same.
And Mike, no, I'll tell you, Mike, look up, the guy was on Rogan. The company is called Ways to Well in Texas. Really, give it a shot, man. I think they have a lot of, they have those peptide treatments that seem to be people are raving about. I bet you there's certain injuries. I think the shoulder's one of them, like the elbow, and that the some of those peptides and the PRP, the stem cells, really work a lot. I bet you could get away without getting surgery. Rogan claims he had a tear in his shoulder by an MRI, and he went for those treatments and the tear was gone. The doctor was kind of like baffled. So
that's
I think there's so many advancements, but the company is Ways to Well. He seems like a great guy, very conscientious, passionate about what he does. And I bet you get great results with that. I'd give it a shot.
Thank you. Yeah. Cause I've always wanted to like just smoke some weed and try jujitsu. I've never tried rolling on the mat before. And I feel like getting a little high and doing it would be the move.
Yeah.
Well, listen, not only would it be, it's the move for me daily. And I that's my two of my favorite things. You throw in the VR, three of my favorite things. Sorry, I'm a gamer. 50-year-old gamer. Listen, your new comedy special, which you can find on it's gonna be on your YouTube channel, right?
It's on YouTube, and then at the end of this month, it'll be on Spotify, Apple, Sirius, you know, all the audio places too.
It's called Life Rules. Now, it's light with an exclamation point. So it's more like Life Rules, not Life Rules.
Well, it's both, because I do think life is awesome, but I've made a lot of mistakes in my life and I got some new rules about how to be a better human being. So there's definitely some duality there.
This is your first special.
Yeah.
Now, when you're shooting a special, how is it like, do you try to kind of treat it like any other gig? Because you don't want to be too uptight or anything. Because this is your first one. Yeah. So what was your mindset going into it? Just another day? Like me, I'm going to a fight. All right. Longo's telling me another day of sparring, but with bad intentions. Yeah, you don't understand that. But
I know what you mean.
What is your thing?
I mean, I treat it like a championship game. Like it's game seven. It's game seven. So yeah, I can even tell watching the special where I like sink in and settle and I'm just like in the pocket. And those first like 10 minutes of it, I can watch myself, you know, if I was to equate it to being a hockey goalie, making those first two or three saves, settling in, getting comfortable, feeling lean. And then the last 20 of it, I'm just cooking. And I went to Edinburgh Fringe Festival and just performed every single night for 30 days to lead up to it. I was treating it like training, getting ready for the championship.
Really? That's wild. Nice.
Yeah.
You know, you said you started around like 21 or what? So you've been doing this.
Oh, I should be honest. That was my first open mic, but I took comedy serious, like stand-up comedy serious. This is like my sixth or seventh year. I did Second City Chicago for a really long time and was more into the improv and sketch stuff. And when I moved to LA, it's when I started taking stand-up seriously and wanting to make it a career. So I'm not 20 years in. I'd say I'm a healthy six or seven.
That's a lot of history in that Second City Chicago, right?
Yeah, I got to work with a bunch of legends. I mean, I didn't perform on stage with him. I got to assistant direct a show that Tim Robinson was a part of, and he's on Netflix. He's one of my favorite guys. If you have if you've never seen I Think You Should Leave, check it out on Netflix. He's incredible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I will check that out. Let's give yours a proper plug now, because it's called Life Rules. It's on your YouTube channel, which is?
Glazer Boo Hoo Hoo. You know, life rules. Like I got to smoke weed with Snoop Dogg, but I've also, you know, made a bunch of mistakes and ended up on TV for him. So, you know, it's a beautiful disaster.
I got this. I was smoking with Action Bronson. You ever hear of Action Bronson?
Dude, he's on my like wish list. How cool is that, man?
That was very cool. We shot an episode of F That's Delicious. We did some jujitsu. We hung out in front of my place it felt like an hour. Probably was an hour. He was great. Just let's get another flavor, lighten up another one. He's fucking making cannons. And I'm like, yeah, you know, hanging out with a gangster rapper at 40 something. It was great. Yeah, it was just nice. But then we went and we ate some drunken Sicilian. What a great day. Well, nice. Hey, listen, wait, Mike, we're living the dream. You know, it's so great, Mike.
Truly.
Hey, I want you to, I want you to come back again when you got your second special or before. All right, guys, the great Mike Glazer, check out his special, and really great to have you back on, bro.
Thanks, man. If you don't mind me just plugging a couple more things here real quick.
Do it. I'd love to.
Check out Life Rules on my YouTube or Spotify, anywhere you listen to anything at the end of the month. Also, I'm on tour all April. Matt, I think you're like this. I'm on tour with the Gateway Show all April. So the first half of every show, we do a sober set, and then we get stoned out of our mind during an intermission, and then we perform a high set to close out the show. So I'll be on tour with that all over the country all April. And my Instagram and my YouTube is Glazer Boo Hoo Hoo. So if you want to come fuck with me, come fuck with me. I appreciate it.
And my producer right here just wrote, if you want to see him perform live, you can see him in California, Colorado, Minnesota, Washington, and Oregon or Oregon. He says Oregon. Oregon, my bad. On various dates this April. Hey, man, Mike, thanks a lot, dude. Come back again, dude. Congrats. Congrats on everything.
Thank you all so much. I'd love to come back anytime. Shout out to UFC Fight Night. That was a great night the other night. So let's go.
Just talking about it. What a fucking night.
Dude, so many submissions. It was wild. Wild.
I was talking about that. Did you see the fight with, before you go, let me see, where is she? It was
the one with Macy?
That was great. Yeah. She got a strangle, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. But it was on the undercard. Where is it? It's McKenna versus Jacqueline, a Mormon.
I think she's a Protestant.
Whoa, I'm reading from Jake here. There was an arm bar in the first round.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful arm lock. So congrats to Jacqueline, because poor Corey McKenna, man. And what's up, messed up with that, the referee, he was having a little bit of a rough night the other day, Mike. I think it was the same referee. He goes, all right, stop. No, keep going. Worst thing. Thank God she got the arm lock. Because that was awkward as heck. Because what if she would have got out and then beat the girl's face in? I mean, That was bad.
But the girl looked like she was about to tap. That was tricky, man. I'll tell you, they're in a rough spot.
It is. Yeah. I don't want to crap on them, but it was. I'm almost saying thank goodness the girl was so skilled in jujitsu.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
It was so, I want to see her again. And I felt bad for Corey McKenna because it's one of those things where she's so tough where I'm sure she didn't get to show anything. I'm sure she had
a. Seems like a sweet girl too. I took the bus to the airport with her. Just very, very nice. Very nice person.
Nice. Man, those refs are tricky, man. Because you got to be so decisive. If you let something go on too long, it's a bad look, and a guy can get really hurt. But if you call it too early, just because the guy flips on his back or something like that, and you call it, like you might have not given him a shot to get out of something. It's a real hard gig.
Yeah,
it's a hard gig, but it is the gig. So, I mean, they're there to protect the guys and, you got to give them a little bit of shit when they deserve it. But he did, he's a great ref though. Mike, come back on again. Congrats on the special and all the success, bro.
Thanks so much. This is awesome, guys. Take care.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, Longo, a couple more fights. All right. Let's just go over a couple of things. All right.
Go back to the battle fight.
Oh, LeBron. Oh, yeah. Back to the Brian battle fight versus Lusa. And Lusa looked like he was going to lose this fucking fight. Brian battle was pissed. And I kind of don't blame him. Let's watch. Now, look. And then this is when the ref leaves after. So you see Brian battle upset because things were looking like they were going his way. Let's listen.
Ladies and gentlemen. At 1 minute of round number two, on the doctor's recommendation, referee Mike Beltran has called a stop to this contest. This fight is considered a no contest.
All right, now they're both. Now the ref just leaps.
you're a fucking pussy. How? I was whooping your ass.
I like that though. I was whooping. But now he wants to go after nuts. He looks okay to fight, though, now. He's not playing.
I kill you.
All right, we got the gist of it. Now, look, he had his chance to kill him. Let's just call it the way we, And suddenly, he looked ready to fight again. Here's the thing. You caught up in the – I'm not saying he took the way out. the fight wasn't going his way. I feel bad for Brian Battles.
Right.
Things happen, but get, you know, next time.
My point on a lot of that stuff is if the other guy was winning, then you 100% know that he couldn't see. That's a guarantee. But it's always coincidental when the guy's not winning. But you don't want to fuck around with an eye poke. You only got two eyes and, you know, that type of shit. But I don't think the ref did anything. I mean, the fight was over. It took like 20 seconds.
You can't
seconds.
Leave him alone. You got
Bisping in there. He could take care of business.
Well, I like that you're sticking up a Beltran. Next time, stay between the guys. There was about to be a riot.
Well, we never saw that before where a guy poked a guy in the eye. It's called.
Yeah, you ever hear the name Paul Daly? What are you talking about? They didn't these fucking guys. And that one, Dan brought him over. Hey, look, he wants to say good job. And the guy gives him a left hook. Anyway, hey, props also to OSP. Got it done. Split decision, but he got it done. You know, Kennedy was tough. He was in there, but he got it done. Christian Rodriguez also got it done. Congratulations. Macy, we said that. She looked great. Who else? And Gerald Mershot over Brian Barberena, 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 Barberena. Hey, Longo, Barberena. So Barberena lost to Gerald. And, you know, it's a good night for jiu-jitsu, I'd say.
Yeah.
Really quick. Jacqueline's last name, because I want to pronounce it the right way. Producer, please spell that out for me, because we don't want me butchering these names. They deserve to have their names say correctly. A more meme, a more meme, a more meme, a more meme. Jacqueline, a more meme. Longo, we had
holy
so much.
Shit,
how much fun did we have?
I gotta go, man. Come
wait,
on, let's
stop,
get the fuck
wait a minute. Wait,
are you fucking kidding me? I can't take any more of this. Come on,
Longo, we're done. Hey, listen, man. When am I gonna see you? What a nice show, dude. Thank you to Mike Davis and you to Mike Laser. You know, yeah. we had fun today, Longo. At least I did. Seeing you?
Was a ball.
Jose Aldo's back.
I think that's awesome, man.
That's good. Listen, he lost to Marab, but before that he was doing great. And Marab is Marab. And look, Marab's been on a tear. You know,
this will be a great fight. And he's been keeping busy with the boxing. So I expect a lot out of Jose Aldo in front of his home country. You know, that's going to be a great fight. The other kid's tough. And can't wait for that, man. I think it's a smart move.
I'm excited about it. Hey, man, well, I'm going to talk to you, I'm sure. I'll talk to you later. I'm going to give you a call. What I like about this show when you're on, there's no straight to voicemail. There's no not calling me back. I got you. I got you for an hour.
Yeah. All right. Let me get out of here.
Can't you say you had a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time. You did a great job today. I stood here like a tree. I'll talk to you later. Take it easy.
You didn't talk enough? Did I hog the mic? Are you leaving?
I gotta go. Roman, take it easy, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Hang up. I'm going to plug Laura MMA.
Yeah, Jake, my apologies. Take it easy.
That's Longo apologizing to our producer, Jake the Mighty Ginger. Thank you, everybody, Unfiltered Army. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. Goodbye, everyone.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.